The Far Seekers, written and read by Isabel Carmody. Roland shook his head decisively. I can do nothing to hasten the healing, Elspeth. If you rested them more often. I sighed and rubbed the tender soles of my feet. Keller said a warmer climate might help. Roland nodded absently, returning satchels of herbs to his carry-all. It's true that cold doesn't help the healing process, but whatever miracles we healers can do, changing the weather to suit our patient is not among them. I was startled at the unexpected touch of humour from the Dua Healer Guildmaster. Hefting the weighty bag onto his shoulder, Roland gave me a piercing look. If you would stay in your room in winter time with banked fires instead of wandering around the draughty halls and beyond. I am mistress of a guild, I said. Roland was unsympathetic. Garth finds no difficulty in remaining in his caves, and the Techno Guild works do not crumble because of its master's inactivity, he said with faint asperity. The Techno Guild was concerned with studying the before time and researching the effects, past, present, and future, of the Great White. I had little interest in such things, but I had met secretly with Garth only that morning. I wondered if Roland knew. Garth is Garth, I said with a smile. Roland's lip twitched. There was a knock at the door, and Keller entered carrying a jug. Roland waved his ward in impatiently as he addressed me. Soak in that, then rub some of the salve into the soles, and stay off your feet, he growled, slamming the door behind him. Keller poured the liquid in a flat pan, smiling ruefully. He's angry with himself, because your feet aren't healing properly. I lowered my feet gingerly into the shallow pannikin. A sweet scent rose from the water. Herblore, I guessed. Keller nodded. A recipe given to us by the Master of Obernewton himself. I smiled, never quite able to accept Rushton's grandiose title. When I had first met him, he was an enigmatic farm overseer only a few years older than myself. No one had been more astonished than I to discover he was the legal owner of Obernewton. Keller was staring into the fire, its orange glow playing over her cheeks. Rushton has not come back yet from the Highlands, she said, a faint line of worry between her brows. I wondered idly if the healer was attracted to Rushton. It would be a pity for her. His brooding singleness of purpose made him blind to anything but his complicated plans for the future. I smiled wryly. It's good to see you smile, Keller said. The old fear of revealing myself caused me a moment of panic. Then I consciously relaxed. The need for hiding my expressions was past, at least at Obernewton.